Life after life. Jan noticed long ago that some of the dead seemed to have some kind of rays coming from them somewhere to the earth.
And what are these?
These are the connections that the deceased person has with his relatives, his sans contacts. They are mostly among those who died recently, and their relatives still remember them on Earth. Look, between you and me, such a ray has already appeared. The stronger our feelings for each other, the more vibrant it gets. All things in the world have such connections, even inanimate ones. Let's say that every master is connected with what he has created, and not only with a physical object, but even with music. This is what melody looks like in the subtle level. It is tangible too.
What are these rays of light? Why are there so many of them?
These are her connections with those who like her, her fans. They nourish it with energy, and they feed off the impressions coming from it. All people are connected to their things, and with those people who they're not indifferent to, even with their enemies, by such sans connections. That is, energetic connections. But usually this is of little use, for they convey their emotions and thoughts to each other, but they are often of a very low level, and by this, they keep each other in the swamp in which they live.
They flew to Earth and saw that all people are entangled in a network of such rays.
Women, in particular, have a strong influence, since their emotional center is multiple times stronger than that of any man. If a woman attunes to an emotion, she can stay in it for hours, sending that effect to the person she is thinking about. A man, on the other hand, cannot hold an emotional state for such a long time. That is why they say that the man is the head and the woman is the neck. Let's say she wants a salary raise or a gift from her lover. She tunes in and sends this desire with love to her boss or her partner, and his brain starts to turn in this direction. But often, a woman just passively waits and then takes offense. Resentment, irritation, and anger are already pushing her away from the one she thinks about, turning them negatively towards her, too. Of course, intense rage can overwhelm the other person and make them do what you want them to do if he is weak. But it is still easier and more natural to arrange it with love. Yet, we have been taught to have negative emotions, and it is easier for us to evoke them than positive ones. This is our trouble.
So, what to do? After all, most of these affect our contacts destructively.
A person must firstly see and feel this sans contact, which acts unfavorably, and not succumb to it, but try to interrupt it. It's not that simple, and one has to learn the Sampo system. It is an astral karate, a way of fighting and protecting on the subtle level. We need it to defend ourselves and annihilate the influence of demons, larvae, and energetic connections that act destructively on us and other people. This karate is so powerful that it is often called interplanetary karate. And we should also visit places of power and seek connections with higher influences that can protect us and cleanse us from negativity and evil. Look, there was a saint who lived and prayed here, and now, although he is in the world of angels, this cave has a connection with him.
Jan saw how the whole mountain, where the cave was, glowing, saturated with the grace of the saint and his long prayers. From the cave and from everything that belonged to the saint, from his relics, rays of sans connections went to the world of angels, where the saint was now, somewhere even higher towards God,
a pillar of light led. And what is this?
A saint prayed to God, and these prayers formed this channel with this place, through which the grace of God now descends here. Such channels are not everywhere, but only in those places where the saints have known God. In others, they go no higher than the egregore of those religions to which the righteous belonged.
Jan saw the cloud of the egregore, between which the cave was also a connection.
If a saint has come to know God, one can be enlightened in such a place. But to do so, one must live and practice here as this ascetic did, for the divine influence gradually transforms a person.
Jan saw a woman come into the cave with a sick child. Her aura and the child's aura were as if stained with dark spots of energy dirt. The finest golden fluids of the cave wrapped around them and slowly began to fill their auras with their luminescence.
Doesn't hurt anymore.
The mother hugged him and began to cry, thanking the saint for the miracle. The cave fluids enveloped them with their radiance, penetrating their essence and filling their auras with light.
Why is it that even a child is being devoured by these creatures?
Children have a weak protective field, and negatively minded adults, especially drug addicts and drunkards, pass on their larvae to their children, as if infecting them in a subtle level with their diseases. Children must be protected from those types. But unfortunately, there are a lot of them on Earth, and a woman, trying to save her family with such a bastard, is exposing the child to great danger.
And what can save children, except, of course, holy places?
Parents must unite and jointly create the field of love. They should get together and tune into all the best and brightest, pray for their children, putting them in the center of the circle, and stand around them, creating an energy field of love around the children with their joint efforts. And this field will protect them and shield them from negativity. It is quite difficult for one person, and even for the whole family, to do this. But if 10 or 20 people gather together, and even more, it is possible to create a very large and strong phantom to attract good influence from the higher spheres, which will be a guardian angel for these children and for themselves. But you have to do it sincerely and regularly, just like a person washing his face every day, realizing that otherwise he will be covered with dirt. You should also regularly cleanse your subtle body. After all, it also becomes clutched, especially in modern life. In cities where the environment is disturbed, a huge amount of dark energy is emitted from a lot of angry and irritated people. Wild, unspoiled, and natural places are especially helpful to cleanse a person, especially these areas where Ayami lives, the spirit of the place.
She took his hand, and they found themselves in a beautiful forest on the shore of a mountain lake. The surrounding atmosphere was filled with silvery fluids of subtle energy of purity and harmony. On the shore of the lake, in a reverent state, stood a local resident, a shepherd who brought his gifts to Ayami and now bowed to her, thanking her for her help. Behind the lake, on the top of the sacred mountain, from which the mountain stream of the waterfall threw down its pure waters, filling the blue waters of the lake with moisture, the figure of a woman in a traditional dress appeared in shimmering energy.
It is Ayami!
Jan noticed that, compared to the city dwellers they had just seen, the shepherd's aura was much cleaner, glowing with bright tones. His constant exposure to nature cleansed his soul and made it closer to God, revealed to him.
In the distance, Jan saw a plot where a forest was being cut down. Industrialists from the city arrived there, intending to make a quarry for the development of minerals here. Jan saw how in this place, all nature seemed to be tense. How the trees and plants and the whole earth did not tolerate such destruction of their environment. He felt how displeased Ayami was with this.
Yes, now the whole earth is groaning from the destructive deeds of an ignorant man. People used to be closer to nature. They respected it. A hunter, before killing a beast, would ask for forgiveness from it and Ayami. When they went on a journey, they took a handful of earth with them to connect with Ayami. But now, cut off from nature, overshadowed by energy mud, they don't longer see and feel that they are controlled by demons. And cut off the branch of which they sit on, finding all kinds of reasons implanted by devils, which seem very correct and reasonable to them, but they come from dark spheres.
And what do we do to avoid falling under their influence?
We need people to purify their body and soul, dear. We need them to be closer to nature and to God. In the past, people understood this well, and even established blood brotherhood with those with whom they wanted to have a permanent astral connection. Nowadays, people are promiscuous in sexual and emotional contacts, and such a connection with a low, weak, and negative person can lead to devastation, illness, and misfortune.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.